Train services on Southeastern's network are being taken over by the government today after the franchise holder failed to declare more than £25 million of taxpayer funding. The switch, announced last month, involves the Department for Transport running the trains under the operator of Last Resort. Bruce Williamson from campaign group Rail Future says it's a drastic move and there are questions to be answered.
I think it clearly is a shot across the bow. The government are slapping him on the wrist very hard. Removing your business is quite a brutal step to take.
Alan Hawkshaw, who composed the government is taking over train services run by Southeastern today, and ministers are considering financial penalties for their former franchisers Govia. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps says an investigation by his department identified that Govia had not declared more than £25 million of historic taxpayer funding, which should have been returned. Bruce Williamson from campaign group Rail Future says passengers shouldn't see any disruption.
There should be a smooth transition between Southeastern and the operator of Last Resort, which is effectively the state. We've seen it happen before. It's happened three times on the East Coast Mainline franchise. It's happened to Northern. So I think there's no reason to believe that won't happen as they claim.